Blog Talk Radio.
R&B tracks by one of our favorite underground R&B artists, Jay Monique. Big shout out to her. I want y'all to get into the show today. The show today is going to be co-hosted by the hot and sick Levi Kev. Yes, indeed, y'all. He will be on a little bit later on. And we also have our guest interview today, Jay to the S. Yes, he is in the building. Thank you, Life ENT, for lending us JS for a little while. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take care of him. You feel me? We've got 30 minutes to let all our callers know and listeners know about JS and a little bit about Life ENT. So y'all want to make sure y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? Last but not least, the hot and spicy topic today is, where is the freakiest, wildest, most unusual place that you have did the do? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We going there today. It's on some grown and sexy, you feel me? It's a little rain outside, a little sprinkle. I don't know about y'all end of the world, but over here, it's a storm coming. So, y'all, stay tuned. This Bang Out Radio is deep today with Marley B and Levi Head. So, callers, y'all start calling in. Make your voice heard. Make yourself be known. You know what I mean? Because we're playing nothing but the best, the hottest, the flyest, and the most talented artists from around the world, you know? With that being said, I'm going to play a little bit from my girl, Amanda Baby G. Let me love you.
Hey, fellas. This song's for you. Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you things you want to hear. So just relax. And let me take control. Just like this. I want to lay you down. Can't wait to hear you sound. Feel your warm breath. Feel my neck in. I'm gonna touch you there. Kiss you everywhere. I wanna switch positions. I wanna get on top and take control. And I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Show how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
Yeah.
to you. Whatever I want to.
That song right there was called, I believe, Miss Pretty by the Boy Blow. Let me make sure. Let me run it back. Flow, not blow. The Flow. Miss Pretty. That song right there was hot. I was low key, you know, busy dancing over here to really, you know, read up. But I can't wait till we have the boy JS on. You know what I'm saying? He's a cool cat, real cool cat. We're going to get into a little bit more music. I just want to remind y'all that today is hump day. And since I'm celibate, yeah, I'm celibate. I don't care what y'all believe. I am. And so basically, what was I saying? No. So basically what I was saying was today's hot subject slash topic slash question of the day is, where is the freakiest, wildest, most unusual place you have had sex? I don't know. I'm not asking the question until later because that's really none of y'all business. Until y'all tell me y'all business. I ain't gonna tell y'all my business, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my show, you calling me and tell me what y'all doing. Tell me. You gotta tell me what's good, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, we're gonna get into the next track. Because the homie Rico, Say No More, and Be Smooth want to know, where did you get that somebody from, body from?
Get it from an angel. Girl, tell me where you get that body from, body from, body from. Girl, tell me where you get that body.
Her body like a two-tone range, filled with
you. Girl, tell me where you get that.
Her body like a two-tone range, filled with you. Girl,
tell me where you get that. Girl, so mean, baby. Yes, I'm fly. Yes, I'm clean, baby. If these two jeans, VIP. These girls can't take their hands off me. I'm showroom flowing, got these girls turned up. The leather on my seat make these girls wanna fuck. Yeah. I know she wanna ride. Yeah. Girl, tell me where you get that body from.
Her body like a two-tone range, fill her up and
you can keep the change. Girl, tell me where you get that body
from. Her body like a two-tone range, fill her up and you can keep the
change. Girl, tell me where you get that. She get it from her mama, she get it from her mama. She get it from her Amy, she get it from her Amy. She get it from her Grammy, she get it from her Grammy. It runs in the family, yeah. Hey girl, where you get that body? Come in my bedroom, it's at the party. Know you wet, time to get naughty. Girl, you too, don't call you my Bugatti. Girl, yeah girl, you know I'ma make your legs go back for yeah, show. Honey, folks spinning on that ride, let's go. Body so sick, come and leave the
body
go.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Girl, tell me
say no more.
Get that body.
Somebody about to do your running, spin the whip.
Girl, tell me where you get that body.
Somebody about to do your running, spin the whip.
Girl, tell me where you get that. She get it from my mama, she get it from my mama. She get it from my auntie, she get it from my auntie. She get it from my granny, she get it from my granny. It's run to the family, yeah. Get that body,
so we're back. Unfortunately, we don't have any radio drops. So that was my radio drop. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm stupid. All right, y'all. This is what I'm going to need y'all to do. I'm going to need y'all to get high with my boy Dagger real quick on his track called Getting High. Gee, I wonder what that's about. Y'all, for real, let's go though.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire,
world is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali draw. My peoples never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you. I can weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll be staying out of space. Cause I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting, I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Weed is from the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change, now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why do this song?
It's Jesse fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't got to dance, so spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting, I'll be getting.
I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Am I too critical? We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared, them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weed cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work, they tried to make the dagger slip. And I don't sell for any weed, I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed, smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting, I'll be getting,
I'll be, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Well, damn, that right there was the boy Dagger. He hosts Slap Sundays on Bangar Radio. Y'all have to check that out. And the track before that would be the one and only Levi Ken, When It Rains, of course. That song right there is deep. And the track before that was my boy, Redrick Harris. I was to Black, Marvin's Room. That's dope right there, you know what I'm saying? They're pushing me to do a Marley's Room, and I'm thinking about it since it's empty. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it since the room is currently in. So we're going to get into another track. My guest is about to be on. So since my guest is about to be on, we should get into, like, some after time. You know what I think? But... Yeah, okay, I'll get Afro type music. And I think that anything about tattoos probably is amped up, so I'm just going to go with the boy J. Cribs, Outlaw Style Law. Amen. Yeah.
Brand new tattoo, watching that
brand new Louis. Brand new Louis.
Who the fuck did this?
That brand new Louis.
Yeah.
It's a tattoo on your back.
Jay.
Everybody over there, I said thank you.
Oh, yeah, you on speakerphone.
Oh, Hi, everybody. Thank you for, you know, lending JS to us for a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, niggas is kind of rolling up and getting faded and shit, so it's kind
of... right. Me too, you know? Me too. When did you start smoking? No, I'm just kidding. So when did you start getting into your music? I see you were kind of young. Tell everybody about that and what is your earliest memory of music and what made you realize this is what you wanted to do?
Man, probably when I was about 6 or 7, mom was throwing that Prince in the living room, and a little nigga would just start getting down. You know what I'm saying? Mom was throwing that Prince in that mic or something, a little nigga would just start geeking out in the living room. So after that, I'm like, man, what the hell is this? Why I can't not stop dancing? You know, you just can't not stop dancing? I'm like, why I can't not stop dancing? So after a while, I guess the writing or whatever, just to try it out, because, you know, everybody wants to be a rapper. So I guess the writing, and I was actually kind of good at it. And I wrote my first verse at about 9 years old, and I recorded my first track at 15.
Okay, that's good. So you was a busy teenager. How was that mixing in with school? And, like, did you stay out of trouble? Did you get in trouble?
Nah, well, I grew up in a pretty bad city, so trouble was kind of hard to stay out of. You know what I'm saying? I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
I said, what city would that be?
Oakland, California. West Coast, baby, West Coast.
Okay, I could relate. Well, I don't know. Oakland might be worse than Inglewood.
y'all do y'all thing. You know, I really don't like going down there too much, but, you know, Oakland is, I don't know, it's a different type of ballpark. Like, it goes down there, but up here it's just ridiculous.
But it goes down in Oaktown, though.
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy up here right now, man. So, you know, in a city like this, you know, I grew up, you know, not in the best of situations. So, you know, trouble is kind of hard to stay out of.
Yeah, I feel you. So how did you,
It's always love down in SoCal, Inglewood, all the way up through the, what they call it?
All day.
Yeah.
Y'all know we love Oakland. Yeah, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's all day. But, like, how did you turn your environment from being a troublesome environment to doing music and, you know, changing that to something positive?
Honestly, man, you know, you got two people in this world. You got people that you gotta tell them, you got people that gotta learn. And I got one of those people that gotta learn. And I only had to learn one time. Then I went to jail a couple years back, and then that was pretty much it. I knew I didn't want to go to jail again after that. And that's when I really started taking this music thing seriously. After I turned 18, you know, you kind of realize it's not a game no more. You got to get out and make it happen.
Yeah,
after a while of people telling you, you know, you're good at something, you should go, you should run with it. You know, you get enough people that tell you that, you start to believe it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's pretty much what happened. I just recently, just this year, like, been pushing ridiculously hard, but I've been doing this for a while.
That is what's up. So give us a little history on the group that you were in, and let people know what it was like being a member of a group. And then, because I did a show actually a couple of months ago about groups in the history of music, you know, duets, and, you know, I'm saying basically people who worked together and then they broke up. And so we were talking about groups that lasted, groups that didn't last, and then some of the best ones that actually did last and they just kind of retired together or whatnot. What would, you know, be your insight on going through that already, being able to speak from experience?
Me, myself, I wouldn't recommend being in a group. I mean, it's more... I would recommend more of a camp, you know, more of just a team rather than a group, because if it's a group, you know, everybody kind of wants to do their own thing. If somebody's not serious, that kind of slows down everybody. When it's a team and y'all all come together, but you're still pushing on an individual thing, but you're pushing as a unit, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're covering the best of both worlds. So if one
right.
person's not serious about their music, that's on them. That's not going to hurt anybody else. You know what I'm saying? But what I try to do is, like, I'm building a team right now. What I'm trying to do is just get people that's with this takeover plan that I'm putting together. But as far as with the group thing, eventually you're going to have differences, man, and eventually it's gonna become a problem because especially when a group is too big. You know, you got 5-6 people in a group, 6 people is not going to agree on the same thing all the time.
Yeah,
and it's just going to become more and more and more. It's going to trickle down and – So the group thing, it's not for me. You know, it's whatever flow, whoever else's boat, but the group thing is not really for me. I'd rather just have a team of hard hitters, just a team of a franchise players. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a group of franchise players.
Right. Exactly. I always refer to, like, Murder, Inc., because that was just, like, my time frame, and they wasn't a group. They was just, like, a force, you know?
Well, right now, I mean, if you use some of the examples right now, when you look at, like, Maybach Music or you look at Young Money, you know, they're not groups. They're
right.
teams. They're teams right. that's explaining what everybody else is trying to do.
Even Young Money, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're kind of actually reigning on top right now.
Yeah, kind of actually shit. They are. Hello. Hello,
you know,
on top right now.
I don't know what that would be like without Jersey, but, you know, but they got him, so it's working.
right? They better ride and stick so they can't ride. They better keep riding until they can't ride no more, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Before I introduce this next song, I wanted to ask you about my topic of the day. I don't know if you already know what it is, but my topic of the day, you don't know?
What is it?
I don't know. My topic of the day is, where is the wildest, freakiest, most unusual place that you have had sex? Lego.
Church, man. I had sex in a church before.
Oh, my God. And I don't even usually say, oh, my God. But, see, you just said in church. That was, go do, like, 15 Hail Marys.
Well, when I was in high school, it was this building next door to my high school, and I never knew it was a church because they always was, like, hosting events and shit in there. So, you know, went in there one day with a little chickadeel and knocked it down, and on my way out, I noticed a big-ass cross at the door, and then when I got outside, I seen it said, you know, North Oakland Baptist Church.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, God forgives, man. It's all good.
Hey, callers, if y'all would like to put in y'all 2 cents, I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all can press 1 so you can be on with me, you know what I'm saying, and ask JS a couple questions after we come back from this song right here. And then we're going to laugh some more about that church incident because that shit is crazy.
Hey, man. You said craziest.
This song is called, you introduce your own song.
Alright, see. Now,
this
I'm
is
hoping,
a song
I'm
is
hoping
so
you're about to say where it's at. Where it's at, man. That track right there.
That's not up yet. The first one is Mr. Dope Dick.
Oh, man, well, that song right there, right, Mr. Dope Dick, it's kind of self-explanatory. If somebody can't put 2 and 2 together, they need to just hang up the phone and go tell their moms that they was doing something they weren't supposed to be doing in the first place. But Mr. Dope Dick, man, it's a title that I really didn't give myself. It's a title that was inherited, and, you know, it bangs. It bangs beyond belief.
Nigga's stupid. Hey, you are definitely from Cali.
Oh, yeah.
You dumb. All right, so we're going to play this song right here called, what is it called for the ladies?
Oh, man, for all the Chickadales out there, man, this song is called Mr. Dope Dick. And if you want the number after you hear this track, just hit one, and it's good. Soundkit called 70s Porn. So I kind of had to get a little nasty for it. But when I wrote that track, man, a chick had pretty much just gave me that name like 3 days prior. And when a chick tell you, you know, when a chick says some shit like that to you, your swagger kind of goes through the roof. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck that. I got to let the world know. Just got to let the world know. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep. That's right there. That's a deep answer. But
yeah, man, that's just one of me.
So, okay, now that I know that song didn't have nothing to do with, like, dope on your dick like R. Kelly and the video and all that, I can respect but from the title, I was a little thrown off, like, but, okay, the song go, you know what I'm saying, it go, that was a nice one right there when you're trying to get it back in with one of them, what you call them? I heard you call them a chicken.
Oh, one of them Chickadales? Yeah, man. When I'm trying to get it going with the Chickadales, that's definitely a must-hear.
Right. Because one has to obviously hear something in order to give you that name. But I ain't gonna say nothing.
It's kind of like a drug. Well, I'm not gonna say kind of. It's a lot of side effects involved in that their activity, man. And high levels of fiend is just one of them, man. It's dope. It's dope. Once you dope, and you dope for life.
That's how I know I'm different. I'm not even like an average person because I never been sprung on any drugs. So.
But you just ain't never run across J.S., I'm saying.
And the homie always be laughing at me, but you know what? I'm going to make it past it. So I'm not worried about it. I personally don't have no addiction. You know what I'm saying? So I look up to myself.
Yep.
But I personally I can relate with you on two things, being a talented artist, and my shit is like dope too. I just had to put the shit on out there. I know. So the artist got to be sensitive about the shit, like Erykah Badu said. So I feel you when you said your swag went through the roof, you know, because when people tell you shit like that, you tend to just be like, well, damn, I did all I came here to do then.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, man. Since you can relate, then you should just go ahead. Once you play that next track, that Where's That? I don't know if we're about to get to that one just yet, but I'm kind of excited, man. Whenever I just start talking about this song, I get a little juice. But once you play that Where's That, man, I don't know if you're going to be able to control yourself in that there studio of yours.
What, please? I can control myself. I've been controlling myself for a long time now.
Okay.
I'm very good at controlling myself. So.
Man, she don't know that song. She ain't heard it yet. She ain't heard it yet.
So where was you? What? Come over there.
No. Somebody in the studio was just like, she don't know because she ain't heard it yet. And I was just agreeing with her. That's all.
So my question is, where was you at when you wrote this?
Where was I at, man? I was actually at work. I was at my job, man, in the bathroom of all places.
At least you wasn't high this time.
Nah. But this next track, man, I was actually sitting in a club writing this one. So this is all authentic.
Well, where is that?
Yeah, man, that thing right there is kind of.
Wait. Mr. Dope Dick, you was in the bathroom right now?
Yeah, man, I was on the shitter right now.
I was like, whoa, what was he doing in the bathroom right now? All right. Now we can fast forward back to where it's at. He's right now in the club.
Yeah. This next track, I was actually sitting in the club, man. It was my boy's birthday, man. He did the VIP service, the bottle service. I was pretty wasted writing this track, man.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into the next track. Try not to go to the bathroom.
Say what now?
Try not to go to the bathroom while we play this, okay?
Oh man, she got the funnies.
I do, you know, but my picture make up for it. Y'all ain't gonna clown me or nothing. I'm cute.
I can't wait to see that thing.
The next song.
Man, it's right here. This next track right here, Where It's At, man. It's one of those joints, the shit come on, right? And by the time it go off, you done blacked out. You don't know what happened. You just see you sweating, right? You're a little musty. You notice you're a little tired, man. It's because you've been dancing so hard. You look at the nigga next to you. He on the ground tired because he was doing it so scandalous. You look at the chick next to you. Her weave sweated out. You know what I'm saying? Where It's At is just one of those songs, man.
Damn. Where the hell is that at? What club is that at? Oakland? Okay. Tour bus. Make sure y'all tell Rico that the tour bus is headed to Oaktown because I want to know. Well, I ain't going to sweat out my weave. I might sweat out my real hair. I'm going to go to the club, sweat out my hair up in Oakland. And then I'm going to send y'all a picture. Stupid. All right. I joke. So, like Kevin Hart, he's cute. He can put on people and ain't nobody going to say nothing. Where It's At.
I'ma touch your body,
baby.
Girl, like you
touching, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'm touching on, and I'm touching on you, babe.
You're touching on me, babe. Girl, why we playing this touching game?
What I do, you do the same.
What are you, girl, coming to do the same? You won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
In the building, that was a little J.S., and that last one was Touch. Why we all be standing like Omarion? But that's that Touch by Rico and your girl Marley B, a.k.a. me. So y'all go on and check that out for free on ReverbNation.com/OneMarleyB. So basically, we're back. And I'm going to answer a caller just because I want to get somebody's outside opinion on the topic. On the topic, and I'm pretty sure, you know, a couple of folks want to comment on. Yeah, so basically that was some crack issue just now. I don't know if it's because the wind's blowing outside, like really this isn't a house phone. But you know, when you're working with a mediocre cell phone company who calls themselves the best ones, I really feel like where you at? But since we can't say the word blow up and bomb and stuff like that in our country anymore, I'll just settle for, I don't know. I'll get back to y'all on that. We don't snitch on each other in the hood. So, but yeah, that cell phone company, they need to know I'm got my eye on y'all, coming for y'all. Damn. So basically, I was getting into a caller, but unfortunately, my switchboard board hasn't been up. So I want them to call back. And until they do, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy, JS. Bring your ass back on. You know what I'm saying? Basically, y'all, we're going to get into another track until we figure out when our guest is calling back in. But yeah, y'all, we're going to get into another track, though. And, this one right here, just listen carefully, because it's a song that makes you really think. So I'm going to play, Fade to White by my boy Simiato.
Tell me what the difference is, holding my disc, my loading my pistol, I'm aiming, yeah, I'm popping at you. Show me what the difference is, holding your disc, your holding your pistol, I'm aiming and you popping at me. I'm on my grown man, approach the age of wisdom, suck a duck or evade the ways of simple, lost raiders set ablaze, what they say is civil, it will be missed by most. motivate the victim. Call me the reason for the reason. Whether change is truth behind the side effects of a decent medication. I make it hell on these hoes with quarters and nickels. Give them advice that's golden. You better got more potential. Gotta get it for my time is up. Death is only promised to those who don't intend on living afterwards. Count your blessings. Observe the curses, dismount the hexes with words that nurture. Got my lawnmower, spot whatever snakes loose. Kids in the yard playing hangman, cutting Satan's noose. Enjoy now while we still are able to live in peace or let the beast roar. Will I die in murder? Product of him desisted and destroyed. My destiny can be consoled through a Ouija board. Holla at my ancestors. Shaka like a midi core, divine devout predecessor, rising out of city source.
I'll show you what the difference is. Open my head, my love in my fist. My name and yeah, I'm popping. Show me what the difference is. Holding yours is, you're loading your fist. Aiming at you, popping at me.
Gangster, the cure for cancer and AIDS. Without the bandana hat from Manhattan or Navy Beret. They say be quiet and coward like and watch what you say in response. I'm sorry, but we aren't necessarily built that way. Hate to see your own kind. For a quick buck, sell you to a slave ship. Yep, that frame of mind. My boss still here, man. The last time she checked, gave her a tip. Keep up the extraordinary neck. Genetically aboriginal warriors. Therefore, the flash of a pistol perhaps isn't an issue. Does not worry us. Like a true student, you're missing the principle. This isn't the instance of dissing. You kick hands and you to listen to truth. This is in the middle, dude. Don't consider the inner loops. Why the torture your soldiers a fortune? Pretending your general cross. We aim high, man. Bang, stay silent. The death will dumb you down. And they my not name.
I'ma show you what the difference is. Holding my fist, holding my fist. My name and yeah, I'm popping.
Get up,
they want me rushed hour 405 stuff. But I'm like my driver's monster truck, the wise is who I ain't with. Don't understand the hate, huh? I don't speak the language. Know when I hear it though, maybe it's better for me. The world can break the spirit, slow comes with the territory. Living in these days of times, I hope you know the grace. Cause I came to pour the wine with a plate for thought, create energy for the grind. Stay focused till I rise. I leap with faith. I open umbrellas and sides to show you superstitions are awake. No cat on a mission. Great space, nobody believe my vision. I followed my intuition. Now it's taking place. I see them showing face. You like a fire swimming. I see them pretty gas. I'ma show you what the difference is. Holding my fist, holding my fist. My name and yeah, I'm popping.
What's good with it, y'all? Man, that was one of the awesomest songs that we play on Bangar Radio. That was Semi-Auto with Fade to White. That song is hard, you know what I'm saying? And it's probably hard to fade to white from black, so I gotta peep that out right there. You know what I'm saying? There's a concept behind it. So, we got a caller, 1886. If you want to say something, holler at your girl. Caller
1886.
Oh,
I used to drink juice first. Yeah.
I
used
to just drink
the
juice first.
So,
all right.
Basically, we're going to get back to what I was doing. I was hosting the show. So, I enjoyed the time that I did have with my guests. You know what I'm saying? My switchboard tripped real quick on my phone or something. So, JS, I appreciate you coming. If you do call back in, that'll be all good, too. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to play your next track in a little while. You know what I'm saying? Give it some time so we can play your last track called Swag. You feel me? I'm going to get into a little music by my boy Mood Swing. You feel me? He's like a brother of mine. This cat is heavily, heavily associated with self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying? And this shit is beautiful, beautiful, guys. And cut. Thank you. It's called SoCal. Ready, set, go.
Southern California, homie, a sunshine state where everybody gets money. We dress to impress, cats don't be dressing bummy. We stay fresh, white tee, blue jeans, homie. Now stay creased, cause that's the West team, homie. LA ain't the place where folks will be acting funny, yeah. We keep it real around here. Fuck what you heard, when Hollywood around here. We sip yak and get tattooed tears and pull out beers for peers that make it here and mob the streets with no motherfucking fear. I'm from the lot where the doors don't come near. Hopos don't patrol, pigs get murdered around here. Cause these streets is stressful, Cali, we help me think clear. California's a place if you persevere. Survive in L.A., you can make it anywhere.
They say I'm so cash.
That's the way I act to a chair.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I hang with Bloods and Cribs.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I keep heat on my head. Cause I'm so California, I'm so California.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I keep pushing my flip.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I hit the switch on my whip.
They say I'm so cash.
I'm so California, I'm so California.
You read my life to play, say the sunshine state. LA is the place, must keep a gun in your waist. Cause if you make the wrong turn, you might get one pointed in your face. Fresh out on parole, posted on 98. Where we take 3 grams of kush and roll a whole eight in original swisher. Cause we like a good taste of that California green. No sticks, no seeds. You might catch me on the hard cruising with my old G's. Cause I was breeded by G's. California B's and C's, but I'm a mafia kid. All I do is get cheese, pushing these rhymes like weight. So please buy these CDs, cause this rap shit don't hurt. I'm going back to robbery. California ain't all sunshine and palm trees. Cause these LA communities is corrupted by greed. Bang, but no longer colors, cause we only see green. Cause these LA individuals is about they cream.
They say I'm so cash.
The way I'm acting with chips.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I hang with Bloods and Cribs.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I keep heat on my hip. Cause I'm so California, I'm so California.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I keep pushing my flip.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I hit the switch on my whip.
They say I'm so cash.
Just the way I rock my fit. Cause I'm so California, I'm so California.
West Coast born, California raised. Never been a buster, never been too gays. Me and my homeboys committed to getting paid. I'm just an LA kid that sucking this way. Smashing any confidential cause that want this fade. Mad cause I'm in the drop top, soaking up sun rays. With a bad day, who love to get mood swing brain. Cause my swag is so dope, like a line of cocaine. It's a lot of haters mad cause I just maintain. And I do my own thing, and I count my own change. I follow the codes of the streets, but I'm rewrite the game. Cause I'm so California, some folks think I'm strange. Cause I wear creased up dickies, creased up white tee. All blue Dodger hat, all black brownies. I'm so
Cali can't forget about the tux. So throw the dub up when you see me in my truck.
They say I'm so cash. The way I knock to a chair. They say I'm so cash. Cause I hang my bloods and cribs. They say I'm so cash. Cause I keep heat on my head. Cause I'm so California. Yeah, I'm so California.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I keep pushing my flip.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause I hit the switch on my whip.
They say I'm so cash.
Cause the way I rock my fit. Cause I'm so California. I'm so California.
Man, y'all, I'm so fucking California. It's not even a game out here in these streets. California, as my boy say, you know, I'm kind of a valley girl, so I'm still trying to get the mix down, you know what I'm saying? I got the cussing down, but all the little slang and shit, I'm trying to mix that in. But, you know, we so California. My guest that was on was so California. That nigga JS is hard as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And he needs to go back live real quick so we could finish chopping up about this last song that he got. Basically, y'all, you're on What's Good Wednesdays with Marley B. And today, our hot topic was, where is, like, the craziest or wildest place that you have sex, you know? I'm still thinking because it's been so few experiences for me. I don't know. I'm trying to think. But at the same time, we got our guest back on, you know what I'm saying? So y'all should be happy. JS in the building.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So that was my bad, I think. But, I got another caller that probably wanted to speak up on this subject, too. So, caller, let me talk to JS for a second. I can't just be like, caller. But, basically, JS, tell us a little bit about your new project that you got, because I see that you are determined to put the Bay Area on the map, just like I'm determined to put, you know what I'm saying, downtown Inglewood on the map. Let us know what that's about. And you know.
Well, the project in itself is entitled BASE, and it stands for Bay Area Soul Savior. Like you said, I'm trying to put the Bay Area back on the map, man. It's everything you're not expecting. Like, that's the type of shit you hear and be like, what? That nigga from the town?
Yeah.
What? That nigga from the Bay? You feel
right.
Me? He from California. Dude. I'm trying to show everybody everything that they think we can't do. You know what I'm saying? And when it does release, which is going to release December 1st, when it does release, people are going to, it's going to be an eye-opener. It's going to be an eye-opener for those who hear it, for sure.
Yeah. I feel you on that, so I can't wait to hear that.
Instead of where it's at track, man, I'm actually shooting a video for that thing next Monday. Yeah,
oh.
Got a lot of cheek clapping in that video, man. It's going to be pretty live.
Everybody wants the cheek clapping video, honestly.
Yeah, man, there's nothing better. What's better than cheek clapping? Like, I could watch that shit all day.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I could watch that shit all day.
I have no idea what's better than cheek clapping. I have no idea. That's got to be up there
man.
In like the top five things ever. You know?
Yeah, it has to be. And if it's not, somebody needs to reevaluate their priorities.
That nigga's stupid. Somebody needs to reevaluate. Well, somebody might not want to be making cheek clap at church.
Oh, man, that was a misunderstanding. Had I known it was a church before, I probably wouldn't have took that route, but I thought it was just some building. Didn't find out until I left out the front door.
Surveil your surroundings. That's what you do.
Yeah, man, those type of situations, you ain't worried about too much of what's going on around.
Look around, my nigga, look around. But you had, like, tunnel vision. I feel you, my nigga. She must have had a big booty or something.
Man, it was a lot of cheek clapping. A lot of cheek clapping, like you said.
I'm stupid. The stuff I just say, it just flow out. Sometimes I don't even be remembering it the next day. So
that's why you got to keep a pen and pad around with you, man. I say some tight shit sometimes. I just write it down.
Everybody been telling me that. Telling me you need to write down this material. Like, that's a lot of writing. That's a lot of writing, and I swear to you.
I swear, I say my best shit actually when I'm trying to pick up chicks, man. That's when some of the tightest shit comes out.
Oh, no. Since I've never picked up anyone, I don't have no game. People be saying I got some game or something. I don't know. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So I think my
where
best
you lacking,
to my brain.
When you lacking game, you must pick up elsewhere.
Wow. Well, I know that basically when I'm writing, you just threw me off, but I ain't going to even say nothing. Writing, the most time, the most, see, I'm all fucked up. That's fucked up right there. Like I was saying, what the fuck was, yeah. What I was saying is, I'm most inspired, you know what I'm saying, to write my best stuff when, like, out in nature and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Maybe dudes just come up with some weird shit when they trying to holler at a female or something like that, but.
Yeah, man, I get my tightest shit when I'm trying to pick up chicks, when I'm in the shower, probably when I'm shitting, man. That's when my tightest shit comes out.
I think of some good jokes and material when I'm, like, by myself. Because I think I'm my biggest fan when it comes to shit. But, you know. People be laughing at me, too. I don't know if they be laughing at me, with me, for me, or something. I don't know if they scared
me. It don't matter. That part don't even matter.
It don't. They say I'm like Kevin Hart, like, with my little jokes, you know. I don't know. I'm little like him. That I'm probably shorter than him, you know. So.
I don't know, man. I met that guy before. That nigga's pretty small.
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga's pretty tiny.
I wonder where the wildest place he had sex before, because he little.
He could ain't no telling. That nigga can ease in some places.
He could fit in like an old cellar or something, like underground where they used to hide when it put through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, though. I want to hear about this next song called Swag, because clearly all this game you talking about, you, your best lines of writing and your philosophy of life comes when you're trying to pull a bad bitch off the scene. So,
yeah, man.
But what's this song Swag about?
Well, Swag, man, I was I actually when I made the beat, I sampled a track, Swagger Like Us, the Jay-Z line. And when just writing to it, I mean, the song pretty much just entails how I'm everything these niggas ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm everything these niggas want to be without trying. You know what I'm saying? There's no gimmicks to this shit that I do. This shit just happens. Now, my mama gave birth to a real-ass nigga. And that's pretty much what that song is just laying down.
Right. That's real talk. Now, I might not have game, but I recently was told that I do got, like, swag, so I appreciate that. Shout out to that one. No, y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get to your song. I want to take a caller because it's like he's been on hold for like 1,000 minutes.
Let him go. Let him on.
The caller on real quick. Right after. Out, you know what I'm saying? Caller 2099. You're on live with your boy JS. And let them know what ENT you fuck with. Let them know. Put that out.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm holding down for that Demolition Prestige ENT, man. It's more like a movement than a label, but niggas will know what it is in a real short while. In a real short while.
And shout out to Bianca. You know, we got to give a shout out to B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out Bianca, man. That's my favorite white girl right there.
You know what I'm saying? Life ENT, boo. Shout out to myself. All day. Caller 2099.
What's up, Blair? What's up? How you feeling?
What's good with it, JS?
Good with you, big boy?
Not much. Hey, I'm feeling your music, man. I'm liking that shit. I've been listening. That shit cool than a motherfucker. I like that shit.
Oh, yeah, right on, bro. Most definitely. I'm always a fan of good feedback.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I just want to maybe after another song play, call in with the topic of the day, the question of the day, after we get done playing one of your songs. That's it.
Oh, man.
So, shed light on the subject of the day. Okay. I feel you on that. We're going to get to this song, Swag, because I have...
Yeah, man.
Yes, got it. You know what I'm saying? We all got swag in our own way. You feel me? But he going to let us know how he feel about it. And why he named the song Swag. You feel me? At the end of the song, I think y'all going to know why. So, leg out.
But I can't teach you my swag.
Dead
nigga.
Okay. Okay, shit.
Knowing on the tone that had swagger like I.
Nah.
Oh, so fresh, yes, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
J's on the ground, no pointing to the sky.
Yeah.
Why they call me Peter Pan, my nigga, I stay fly.
And my hustle be the realest.
Right.
I'm trying to touch a million,
right.
Any nigga interfering, and he's about to get the business. Cousin, check out how I'm living. Ain't pimp, clean, accurate. Fresh shit in the bitch, and my swag is immaculate.
Yeah.
Cannon, yeah, I'm packing
yeah.
it. Money, bitch, I'm stacking
yeah.
it. Anything under a rack, it ain't happening. Stay up in the studio, A.B. casting it. Beat the beat down with verbs, nouns, to adjectives.
Yeah.
Nigga, my style improving every second.
Okay.
Consider me undefeated, nigga, ain't no question.
Okay.
It's my profession and demolish
yeah.
it every day.
Yeah.
Bitch, you hating on Jay. Answer, you jocking my fresh.
Nigga, but I can't teach you my swag. Jocking my fresh, jocking my fresh. But I can't teach you my swag. Can't win, you're a kid, you're a non-don't get it. But I can't teach you my swag. Jocking my fresh, jocking my fresh. But I can't teach you my swag.
Yeah. I'm a motherfucking beast, nigga. You were just a copy.
Yeah.
If you looking where to find me, nigga, Oakland is where I be. 20 goons right behind me. We clapping up the coffee. I'm that nigga. Been that nigga since October 1998. Pockets looking pregnant.
Yeah.
Money having moves. Swaying cash from my neck, so you can say it's in the food chain. You know me and my niggas move mean, making fake niggas drop eight times it's so sick. Cause in the city, all the niggas see is hating. They steady perpetrating, cause
yeah.
the nigga paper chasing. If I want it, then I take it. You bitch niggas is faking, it's my destiny to make it. Call me Neo, this the Matrix, I'm a beast. And I'm here to bring in any you niggas into the deep. Cause that's the hell is why I'm feeling you niggas. I rain heavy. You niggas ain't ready. High bullets at my out, cock your back and ain't steady, motherfucker.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, that was some AA plus plus quality music right there. I guarantee
right on,
you it's hard to find some good shit like that for real. I'm feeling your shit for real. That's what's up.
I appreciate that.
I see you put your whole full time and 24/7 into rapping. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's a full time job, man. This is beyond full time. This is a lifetime job right here.
So JS, like, where could people find your music? Because I know that you gotta have a couple links out there, and you know, any shows going down in your hometown you want folks to know about.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You can go hit the kid up on youtube.com/whoisjs1, or you can actually just check out whoisjs.com. And yeah, I got a couple shows coming up for people that's out in the Bay Area. Got a show up in Foxes and Hayward next week, and opening up with Stevie Joe in Oakley, California. That is on the 5th of November, and I also am opening up for Bone Thugs and Lil Eazy in Reno on the 31st, which is Halloween. So anybody in the Reno area, check that out.
Man, that's a full schedule right there. You got a whole bunch of shit popping up. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know folks that's going to be hitting on the collab
with
you.
This is a lifetime job, man. Everybody want to be, like Kevin Hart say, man, everybody want to be famous, but nobody want to put the work in.
Work in, yeah.
We put in work around here, so, you know, if I do fly somebody away, I'm going to be like, hey, you got to work. Cause time is money. Money is, you know what I'm saying?
On the real. The real niggas don't understand that shit. That's the key point. Time is money. And that's something I ain't trying to waste.
We got a lot of different artists and, you know what I'm saying, things out here that would definitely like to do some things with you. So we'll be, you know what I'm saying, hearing a lot from you. And I work, you know, close with Bianca as well. And Life ENT is going to be a big part of my life real soon. So you already know what that is.
Oh, yeah, actually, most definitely. I'll be down in the SoCal area after the Reno show on the 31st. I got a couple niggas that stay up in Riverside. And I'm going to hit Dago up, too, to stop by and see if I can get some shit going on out there. So, you know, it's nothing to stop up in Englewood and come holler at my folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You have to stop in Englewood, then you're going to have to stop in Palmdale, then you probably might have to go back to L.A. because, you know, that's, we just float around this motherfucker.
It's all to the G's, man. As long as I got a car and a tank full of gas, and it's nothing to fill that motherfucker up more than once, so we can get it going.
Off top. So, y'all make sure that y'all do the earful of JS music, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Oakland, Cali.
Straight out of Oakland.
Once again, if y'all want to speak to me or the guest, make sure you press 1 once you call in, 661-621-7559. Or you could just listen in at hangoutradio.com every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. PST. That's Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So there will be a new website up soon. It's up, actually. So y'all just make sure y'all keep a lookout on that. And shout out to Topaz Lachey because she's the one that made this happen right here. You know what I'm saying? This Bang Out Radio happen.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Here. All to make sure that, like I said, y'all just shit, listen up because we – your ear, we in your life. I'm in your CD player. I'm in them for show out the speakers in the computer. You know what I'm saying? So, iPod, CD player, USB, steal one from radio. Do what you got to do. Go get these tracks. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into some of my boy music, you know what I'm saying, before we let my guest go. We got my bros, Self-X in the building. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do got to listen to this, because if you don't, I'm going to shoot you. No, I always say that.
I don't really want those kind of problems, man, but I'll check the music out.
I don't shoot people unless they aim at me first. All right.
Oh, man, it's all about peace and love.
Uh-huh. And
sex. What's that called? No love.
Peace, love, and peace, love, and sex times 30, man. She talking about she got that dope, but ain't got too many encounters to talk about, man. I don't understand how that works.
She's
crying
now, celibate now. I don't know what that is about.
Yeah, I don't see how you got that dope, but you stingy with it. That, where they do that at?
Wherever she land at.
I'm not supposed to have no these are details, the freak details. I don't have none of that.
you have a past. Everybody have a past, and you know.
I have a past.
Hello.
I got a past and a future. I just ain't got no present going on right now.
Anyway.
This is stupid. Okay, but real talk, I'm going to get into this song right here called Get Bucked. So, you dig that? Y'all dig that. And if y'all like
me, y'all be
a friend fucker. Like, y'all love me and y'all love me like a friend, y'all going to be back when this song goes.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All
right. Or I'm at it. Bang out. It's your boy, K-Bar. A lyrical cypher. It's time to get bucked in these clubs, you know. Let's go. We get stupid. We get hyped. We get pumped. Let's go. Inside this active, the block is hot, young world. Cause it's full of the girls that like them girls. Join them through a Twitter. Clean jeans, white tees, and some Jordans. Coming out flashy, so fresh, so clean. Rolled up with a six, with the wrist on bling. I like me a classy girl, a nasty girl. That's how the red and dry fit pop in swirl. Keep the richest singers on, look at our guests. On your body structure, you've been blessed. Chill with my man's in them. Order you a drink or two, cause I want you real loose. Are you bout it, bout it? Step up in a place that's hella crowded. Feed the dumb, feed the marijuana, plus the dumb, the little tsunami.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
Yeah. Quick glance, gotta catch it back. Shorty pay how she weighs, so I'm loving that. Instead of shaking it, you got it, but I'm spending it back. And I'm leaving with something by the end of the night. Give me two, make it four for that price. Sitting in the rear, straight dip, sub night. K-Rod, ready with the name blaze. I let street hop out the trunk, let it blaze. And low, low strokes, whatever you dip it. Crip, blood, rep for your set, kid. Trying to perk, whatever you smoking. Two with the step, my nigga, get out the front. Cali, Vegas, and all them shit. Get ready, the storm is coming in. Two stop, but it's never the case. Be riding off with keys and drones. Deliver the pain.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
I'm true like what it is. Catch a pen in my cup with a little fit. Seven up, nigga, if I'm about to get lit. Get bucked, nigga, what? Cause I'm trying to get all my dollars worth. High off the perp. Tight fitted shirt, nigga, watch the booty work. Yeah, I'm here to flirt and probably pull a bad bitch. Or a nigga, just depend on how the swag is. Fucking with your man, I'm here to stay active. Before I blow another few, just react quick. Nah, ain't really here for all the bullshit. So I'ma do what I does and take a few sips. All around, but they ain't saying nothing. Can't really took the dance floor, but they ain't playing nothing. I'm trying to pop my muffin and make my shoulders jerk. I'm getting bucked by all means, baby, out of work.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, girl, do the damn thing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, just let the beat swing.
Get bucked, girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you, 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 and you.
Yeah, it's your boy, K. It's a lyrical psycho, making the whole world get bucked. What up, Quiet Storm? What up, Kareem? Come back and get
Keep up, keep up, get low. Keep up, keep up, get low. Keep up, keep up, get low. Let's go get low.
So, y'all, I hope I'm not on mute. Okay, no, I'm not. So, y'all, we back from our music. That was KYOS QS Denim doing Nate Thug Sizzle, you feel me? On Get Buck. Now I'm going to let in my co-host. Of course, today, it's a little bit late, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? We are trying it. So. Good with it, Levi.
What's good? What's good?
What's good? What's good? My guest is on. His name is JS. And we were just talking about his music. The topic of the day. Oh, the topic is.
So what's happening? What's happening?
So why are everybody laughing at my topic of the day?
We ain't laughing at no topic. I'm just laughing at something else. Go ahead.
So,
oh yeah, man. I told you I was in a lab, man. It got kind of sidetracked. But yeah, man, that topic of the day is something else. I'm still waiting to hear yours, but it's on to the good.
JS, you trying to be nosy? They want to know what my answer is to the topic of the day. I need to know all y'all answers first. Like,
What was the topic of the day, anyway?
Aries.
What was the topic of the day again?
What was it again? The topic of the day is, where is the wildest or the wildest, freakiest, unusual, most unusual place that you have had sex?
Because Molly B ain't going to say nothing, I might as well just go ahead and tell mine. This is MKD. Back in my young day, I say the first time was at Eastside Park. If anybody know what Eastside Park looks like, it's like a little park, but it's nothing but grass and fields. And then, like, it sits on the corner of two streets where anybody drive by, look by, you can practically see anything and everything that's going on. Now, I had this girlfriend around the corner, and, you know, we couldn't get it on at the house. Everybody's at the house, so we took a little cover or sheet.
Paper in a pen to write down jokes.
And threw some covers down on the grass and straight got butt ass naked at the park.
All right. Thank you. All we needed to know was where, how, and who, how come, not why, goddamn why. None of that. Just where? At the park. That was lovely. So,
an elevator. Well, you know, you ain't trying to make it to the hotel. You get to the hotel, but it didn't finish off in the hotel. It ended up in the elevator.
You've been watching too many movies.
Nah, for real. I've done some shit like that. That was about 5 years ago, though, but I'm too old to be doing all that bullshit now. I take it home.
How old is you? Like 30? Come on, I'm too old.
Yeah, right on 29, going on 30, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I got kids.
Man, we talking about ages and whatnot. Let me just go ahead and throw it out there, man. A nigga about to be 21 on the 18th, man. So, just giving a nigga a birthday, man. I'm going to just need everybody to hit them websites that I stated earlier. And fuck with the bill. Just need a little birthday shout out, man. Just remember this. The 18th, man. 21. Big day.
Okay. Did somebody hang up and I didn't notice? Why is everybody being quiet now? Except me.
No. I'm still here.
Still here, too.
Well, then I'm going to need you to tell me where is the hottest place that you done had sex.
Who?
Yeah, Levi. Mr.
Yeah, you.
Mr. Sex Education himself. I'm going to need you to tell us where.
Walmart fitting room.
Well, you know what? Every time I ask a question on this show, y'all surprise me with some bullshit.
I don't even know why you asked that question. You already know where it's the freakiest place I don't have sex. You don't play like you don't know.
Walmart.
Oh, you know. Stop faking.
Oh, I don't never fake. I don't do that. No faking here.
Well, that's what Levi said.
I know, I heard him. So.
You know, I'm just chilling on the sideline.
So, baby, right. That right there, that was deep. Like, I'm smiling hard right now. I feel like I know it already. Then, where would my wildest, freakiest place be in my life that I have? I mean, I don't think it's happened,
you know,
to be honest. I don't think so.
You know I'm going to call you out if you lie, because you know I already know where it's at.
Dang, I was doing good for a minute till you got home, and now I can't lie no more. I was lying, though.
Yeah, you know Mr. Sex Education is in the motherfucking building, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a song called Sex Education.
I think. We talked about that. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't know. I ain't telling in. I ain't going to say where.
Yeah,
Here we go again.
Let inquiring minds wonder.
Okay. Let the inquiring minds wonder. I don't know. Okay, well, guess.
Yeah. Tonight is about the guess. It's about the guess. We didn't already touch on the topic.
Well, the guest want to know, too. He want to know, too. He asked about 3 or 4 times.
All right. Well, I would say.
She did it at the movies, at the top row.
I would say, on a roof. I did it on a rooftop, and that's all.
Uh-huh.
That's it right there. That's it.
Looking at the stars.
Yes, that's what y'all want to say. Yeah. Romantic. I barely even remember that shit.
That ain't mean nothing. You don't remember, it ain't mean nothing.
You're exactly right.
I don't remember anything from my past. I don't.
Oh, you lying again.
Non-existent. No, for real.
Nah, she serious.
I'm just talking about I'm lying.
All
right. Do they have Liars Anonymous? It's not even lies. It's these secrets that I didn't all the way. That ain't even a lie. But at least I told y'all the truth on the rooftop. See? If I lied, Levi would have put me on blast and said that I was lying. So since that was weird, dude said in the church. I'm definitely gonna have to report him to Jesus because.
Oh, so yeah, I done missed the whole damn show. Whoever had sex in church, boy, you better repent heavy.
Yes, that's what I told him. I said the same thing. I said that's like something he's from hell.
I'm just saying that's something that you really could have kept to yourself, you know.
That's just
a secret, boy. The devil working with you hard, boy.
That's what I said. Then I was like, so for the church? They ask like, nah.
I mean, it's almost as bad as me fucking in the hospital.
Man. Oh.
No.
Do that count? That's a freak play?
No. A lot of sick folk around there.
I was about to say that.
That's a lot of sick folk around there. I'm in there worried about catching something.
For real.
I don't want to be next to no hospital at all. Fuck that shit.
You don't want me to tell y'all my damn freaky place. Just listen to my songs. If you pay attention to the words, you'll know about it. Playhouse is a prime example.
You've done quite a lot.
Yeah, you should know.
Well, let me shut up.
You are. Yeah. That's why we call you Mr. Sex Education. Yes, you have to earn names like that. And so, there we have it. I don't have a nickname. I keep telling y'all I'm a good girl. You know, that's part of what...
Those are the freakiest ones.
Marley has a nickname. I'm just not going to put it out there.
Okay.
Oh, she got a pet name? What?
That's Michael Jackson. I have a nickname? Well, damn.
You got a pet name.
I'm going to have to hear about this. I'm definitely going to have to hear about this behind the scenes.
That's an off-air conversation.
Yeah, I got to hear about that because I need to know. I got to know. So, now that we established I have a nickname, and wait, did somebody say those be the worst ones? Because, first of all, that ain't true all the time. But no, I don't know. If anybody seems to think I'm a bad girl or they have proof, call in. Feel free. Oh, damn, it's only 4 minutes left in the show. I guess y'all can't call in.
They can't call in, but I'm already on the line.
We got a call. I'm just saying, y'all. Ain't nobody about to call in. Blackmail the fuck out you, bitches. I'm just playing for real. I play for real. Yeah, but y'all call in, though. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Call in. Say something. But I'm good, though. Yep, I am. Nobody can say I'm not. And be quiet. It's just because you're bad, and, you know, you're a bad boy. You're not a bad person.
I turn good girls bad.
Huh?
You know me. I turn good girls bad. You know how I do. This is what I do.
That's not always bad.
Mr. Seductive.
Ain't nobody turned me good yet. I mean, bad.
So you already bad. You lie. You stutter. You a lie.
Did that shit just, goddamn it, just happen on live air? Just said that. It's all right. I'm gonna play this song.
I told you, I ain't going to put you on blast, not tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate that. Because that would just be so fucked up if you just put me on blast on live air like that. I appreciate it. But it's okay, because I could halfway admit I'm a freak, but not really, because it don't matter. That's not the point of the show. The point of the show is, where's the freakiest place that we have had sex? And therefore, we already know that I have sex one freaky place and you have sex 10 freaky places.
Airport.
My numbers might go up.
Airport.
My numbers might go up in the future. yeah, laugh at that, laugh at that. Mm. We gonna play house right now. And then after that... I didn't even mean for it to sound like that. That, hey. That's what I meant. But that is what I meant, though. We're going to play house right now, and then we're going to come back to y'all.
You can call me mama. Why you show me daddy? You can call me mama. Why you show me daddy? You can call me mama. Why you show me daddy?
I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm
playing with you.
Marley B Show, What's Good Wednesdays. Hung in there with me all the way till 7 o'clock. And we even ran 2-3 minutes over. This is what I mean by supporting black people. So I'm just playing, y'all. We had a good time today on my show. And my co-host will be back next week. You know what I'm saying? He's like a part-time co-host. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, Levi, for coming through to me. And I appreciate my guy, my special guest, Jay to the motherfucking S. That's what his new name is. I done gave you a new name, Jay. So I appreciate him for coming through and blessing us with those three hot tracks that he did. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and replay this episode so you will be able to also speak and things like that. And everybody else, I appreciate my callers, my listeners, and my fans supporting us every week, supporting What's Good Wednesdays every week. I love y'all, and talk next week. Like, really? Same bad time, same that place, same that host, daddy host, whatever, you know? Marley being there. Let out.